When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Clearly, Proctor is the bad thing in the room that's going to be brought out very soon. The way that it was presented this week, I understood more about the solo cups. I know it was a little presented in the last trial too. Maybe I just wasn't paying enough attention to, or wasn't as in depth to this as I am this time. But I kind of understood it. It was more like either we get this now or we don't. And not perfect. I get it. Not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. But again, some of these pieces of evidence that we're talking about here too, like his clotted blood that's in this scene that they're getting in solo cups, none of it really shows. I mean, it doesn't really do anything to the case. It's his blood. I don't really know where else they would go with that, but I understand too why they did it the way they did. It was, you had no other options at that exact second in time. Eventually, when they did get evidence bags, they used evidence bags. But when the weather's coming down the way it was, you know what that's like too. We've both lived in very snowy environments. 10 minutes, you walk away, that crime scene's going to be gone. I mean, it's just going to be covered in snow. So I understand some of that, but yes, the shadiness of all of the things in this, throwing the phones away, all of that, and we're going to hear all about it. You don't know, I don't know. What was the reason for some of these really weird, shady actions? Is it covering up this, or is it just covering up whatever the hell's on their phone, which is probably a cornucopia of stuff from this case, other cases, life in general, and I don't know. But again, even if you look at those pieces, it doesn't, and I know you're not on the side of the house party being the, you know, the culprit here where everybody beat him up, but I don't know how they're going to run with that any further because it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. I'm on the side of, I don't think in terms of trying to get a not guilty in this case that they need to be leaning into that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened that night.
Sure.
I'm certainly not dismissing that John O'Keefe went to that house. I don't know. I mm-hmm. wasn't there. And I'm not going to presume to know.
Like, you can find her innocent without believing the story.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah. Like, we've talked about it the last 3 weeks. Yeah. I mean, to me, you win this case on the science.
Mm-hmm.
Things that can be proven, like the defense has absolutely no obligation to prove a goddamn thing. And, you know, when they create this situation where they make that promise to the jury and they talk about the folks inside of the house, and if they decide to lean into it, as opposed to just saying, okay, well, we've shown you a lot of really weird behavior mm-hmm. from these folks that were in that house. you know, if you're looking for another place to hang your hat, if you don't think that this could have been maybe a slip and fall and he cracked his head open, and you need some place to hang your hat, I'm just going to suggest to you, jury, that maybe you kind of take into account all of the really bizarre shit that the people in that house were doing afterwards. And then you have to combine that with the fact that law enforcement decided not to investigate that. The only time that that became a thing for law enforcement is when the defense made a thing of it. Mm-hmm. That was the point where they start doing, I mean, they're doing interviews of fact witnesses, mm-hmm. eyewitnesses that were there, that saw the vehicle there 18 months after. I mean, like, you have to have a problem with that. Forget about the solo cups. The solo cups in and of themselves, okay, can you maybe say, yeah, it was dire, even though I think the police station was probably as close as to wherever he went to get the solo cups or the leaf, like all the things, there was an answer. We're talking about Boston.
No, the leaf blower came from the police department.
It came from a dude's house, one of the cops' houses. He went to his house and grabbed it. But
is that where it was? So, okay.
Yeah.
I thought they testified this week that the cops came from the house and the leaf blower came from the station, but I could be wrong.
No, I think that I forget who he sent.
Okay. To go doesn't matter. The leaf blower
from I mean, so, but I like it's, you have to look at the totality of the investigation. Like, if you start trying to make excuses for any of the one things that took place, you know, and you start with like any cop that's worth their salt. And again, don't take my word for it. Talk to every cop that you know, every cop that you interview, for there not to have been just the ask for a consent search of that house. Hey, you know, you mind if I just take a peek, poke around, check out the bait? Just that asking for a consent search, with that not happening, should send up a red flag for you, because it's just not how cops normally operate. Mm-hmm. This concept that they're taking the word of witnesses.
Yeah.
What case have you ever fucking heard of cops taking the word of what people are saying? That's not what their job is.
When there are other cops. It's when you see that happening. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that's why. Because even if they did do a search of the house, and this is just a conjecture, but even if they did do a search of the house and they found nothing, I don't think it would satisfy anyone, because it's the cops investigating the cops. So I don't know where that would have even have gone. I mean, should they have? Without a doubt, I completely agree.
It would have
agree.
Been way more satisfactory to people had they done
just
it
to
than
have
had
it.
They not.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree.
You know, I mean, if you're like, we went in, I asked for a consent search, he turned me down, you know, and then you're making the argument that we don't think we had enough for probable cause to go get a warrant. And, you know, like, I would argue that in the opposite. I believe that they did. I believe that the fact that he was out there without a jacket, without a shoe, on a lawn in a house that he was supposed to be destined to go into, I think it would warrant a search warrant. I don't think, you know, probable cause is not beyond a reasonable doubt. And, you know, this whole bullshit that Gallagher was puking up out there, like, oh, I could get in real trouble if I go in and you're trying to go get a warrant, bro. I'm not telling you to make up any shit. You just look at the facts at what they were at that time, what you knew at the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but again, like, you're talking about Boston cops house, man. Yeah. It's like,
I agree. One thing that has always got me on this case, and it doesn't make any sense to me, is them not coming out of the house, of the family not coming out of the house while this is all going on in their front yard. I mean, he's a cop. Why didn't he come out just to, I don't know, it's in your front yard. I mean, anything going on, I think I'd be going out there.
100%.
I mean, why stay? Was it just stupidity? What, again, that doesn't show that he murdered anyone either. But why would you stay? That just,
I
don't know.
Weird.
That one is weird.
Like, you want to talk about consciousness of guilt type shit. I mean, you can make the same argument there. Like, that's just a really weird thing, because
except he hasn't run around and said, I killed him 52 different ways.
Because they didn't ask him.
No, but he
wasn't the one arrested for it.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? He wasn't the one blackout drunk driving and leaving. So, you know what I mean? It's like different circumstances. But, you know, like, you have to, again, you just have to, if you're the defense, you just point at those things and say, look, I'm not for nothing here, but I'm just saying, when you look at the totality of the circumstances with the individuals that were in that home, and you listen to a very credible witness like Heather Maxson, who's sitting there and saying, we drove by. I mean, she was incredibly likable. She was incredibly credible as a witness. And, you know, I mean, when she's saying we drove by, I saw Karen in there. I didn't see John. Mm-hmm. I didn't see him on the outside of the vehicle. Take that for what you will. John's 6'1", you know, I mean, he's going to be taller in the car. Like, I mean, like this is before she pulled away. Right. So where is John at that point? So, I mean, you've got these facts that are real problems for the Commonwealth. And, you know, again, I mean, the strength of their case is they're using these clips of Karen just blathering on and saying all kinds of shit that just don't match with one another. And it's a problem for them. You know, I mean, if you're sitting there as the defense, like anybody that you would ask would be like, that was a huge mistake to allow her to talk to seven different outlets and give different stories to all. You know, like, it's like, for me, I don't see it as a woman who's narcissistic and trying to, it's like a woman reaching for an answer. But then the thing that you have to kind of take into consideration is that she is extremely involved in her defense. Now, I've been defending people for a long time, Tony, and I've never had a client. I've had clients that are very involved with their defense in terms of like, I'd really like to kind of take a look at the discovery. She's involved on like a paralegal level in terms of knowing the evidence backwards and forwards. I mean, you have a strange circumstance wherein if you have somebody who didn't necessarily know what happened because of their alcohol consumption that night, and her mind's going everywhere, and then they start getting the discovery, and then you have some qualified defense attorneys kind of looking through it, and they're saying, Karen, I'm going to tell you definitively, the science is not pointing to the fact that you hit him. You know, at that point, you're going to take that as, all right, I mean, I'm going to rely on the science if you're a human being. And again, remember, you have to pretend like your life's on the line because her life is on the line.
Sure.
Like just like we're talking, her life is over if she gets convicted on this thing, like everything that she's ever known. And, you know, I mean, it's a really, really tough case, man. And it's got heated people on both sides of it. I love that you and I can both not necessarily be in agreement on things and just have, we're an example to the world that we can disagree about certain facts and have a very nice, civil, interesting conversation. Because, I mean, everybody should strive to be able to do that.
You
know what I'm saying?
It's like, well, it's how you learn. It's how you go, oh, I didn't think of it that way. And 100%. You may at the end of the day agree, disagree, it doesn't matter. But you go, oh, okay. That's how you learn.
And I mean, the other thing I'd say to you, T, is like by the time, like if you're not feeling at the end of the Commonwealth's case that they've proved it up, they're in deep shit. You know what I mean?
I feel like they have.
You know what I'm saying? In any trial you're watching, you want to walk through the Commonwealth's case or the state's case, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that case in chief, you should be feeling like, all right, I think they got her, you know, before the defense comes on. So, I mean, like in terms of kind of where your head's at with this thing, I mean, I'm sure Hank Brennan would be happy to know that, that you're feeling like, all right, you know, I'm making some headway with the general public out there. You know, some folks are coming our way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, obviously, like, I'm just going to tell you, just wait for all the evidence.
Oh, yeah.
And we
have yet to see the defense take their turn. And that's going to be very interesting to see. I think we're going to have a very different mood in that courtroom once both sides have gone. And I think there'll be more question right now. They got her against a wall, but the defense still has to go.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.